This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. This Wednesday begins the season of Lent. You may think, what does Lent have to do with me, with spiritual growth, with spiritual life? Isn't that something only Catholics do? Well, it is true that the season of Lent has not been well observed in much of evangelical Christianity, largely because it was associated with, quote, high church, end quote, liturgical worship that some churches were eager to reject. However, much of the background of evangelical Christianity, for example, the heritage of John Wesley, was high church. Many of the churches that had originally rejected more formal and deliberate liturgy, well, they're now receiving aspects of a larger Christian tradition as a means to, well, to refocus on spirituality in a culture that is increasingly secular. For the most part, Protestants, however, especially evangelical Protestants, of which many of you are a part, haven't really observed Lent. If by Lent we mean a time to pretend Christ is not alive and try to work ourselves into a false kind of sadness or depression leading up to Good Friday, then I'm not for it. Jesus is living. He's alive. We celebrate Him particularly on Sundays, but He's alive every day. But if Lent means a time set aside for us to refocus on spiritual things in order to make Easter even more beautiful, then it can be something very fruitful for us. In its true sense, Lent is a season of soul searching and repentance. It's a season for reflection and taking stock. Lent originated in the very earliest days of the church as a preparatory time for Easter, when the faithful rededicated themselves and when converts were instructed in the faith and prepared for baptism. By observing the 40 days of Lent, the individual Christian imitates Jesus' withdrawal into the wilderness for 40 days. It's much more than just a time to give up something, which may or may not make you more spiritual. Lent is really about inner transformation, not outer ritual. For years, the church has emphasized three spiritual disciplines to hasten our inner transformation. These disciplines can make us more Christ-like. The disciplines are fasting, prayer, and giving alms to the poor, as it's said in the church, but giving to others. Saint Benedict used to tell the monks in his monastery that the way we live during Lent is the way we should live all the time. We're not monks, but there is a sense in which that does apply to us today. It has to do with those three spiritual disciplines, fasting, prayer, and giving. I like to think of fasting as doing without to grow within. That's my simplified definition. Prayer is connecting with God, listening to Him, talking to Him. Giving to others should be a part of our weekly lives, even daily lives, as we think about the needs of others and we give to them. During these next days between now and Easter, think about that. Think about engaging with those disciplines, giving a little bit more to those in your life so that you receive more. Every year, Jack Nicklaus would go to his coach, the legendary Jack Grout, and say, "Let's start over and review the basics. Grip, posture, ball location, and alignment." The great UCLA basketball coach John Wooden would start every season by showing his players how to properly put on their socks so as not to create blisters early in the season and jeopardize valuable practice time. Coach Halas, the Green Bay Packers football coach, started every training camp by introducing his players to, "Guys," he would say, "this is a football." Of course, he'd be holding a football. No one is too good for a spring brush-up. Lent is sort of spiritual spring training, where we check up on ourselves and get back to the basics. Prayer, how's that working for you? Do you need a reevaluation of prayer in your life? What are we doing that in your life that promotes prayer? Fasting is doing it out, as I said, to grow within. Are you preoccupied with eating and drinking? Then fast regularly. Do you watch too much television or spend too much time on Facebook? Then give a specific time limit or fast from those things. What about just needless talk? Resolve not to say anything mean about anybody. That would be a great Lent resolution. Let all of your conversations be shorter. You socialize too much. Then refrain from non-essential parties for the rest of Lent. Giving, how are you doing there? Are you tithing part of your income to the work of the Lord? If not, why not? Where are your priorities? Here is a time for us to get back to the basics. It may not feel like spring out this morning, but spring will soon be here. Discipline yourself now to enjoy more then. And come back and join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.